you talked about establishing Achima. Tell us some of your experience, what you shared with growers at Expo.
What I shared with growers was, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of growers around us' opinion, it's very important to get involved in Achimas if you want to have a good control over the Asian citrus psyllid.
And you said yours is very challenging, and tell us why.
Our team is very challenging. It's about 8,000 acres, about 52 square miles, about 150 grove owners, ranging anywhere from 5 acres to likes of 1,600 acres, and a lot of caretaking operations that cover that acreage. So we're looking at about 44 grower caretakers that we try to coordinate to do these sprays.
Do some of them not want to participate?
Well, I think some of them who are absentee owners, maybe don't live in the state of Florida, are on a very limited budget. I know of one in particular, it's like $600 an acre is what the caretaker's been charged to do. And he said when he fertilizes and does some of the traditional sprays and citrus, he doesn't have any money left over.
But nonetheless, even without 100% participation, I think you said you had psyllids were hard control before you started the Achima, and now you've got them under good control. Will you tell us that?
We were trying to achieve the goal that Phil Stansley had come up with based on some of their Achima results in Southwest Florida of 0.2 psyllids per tap, and we couldn't get anywhere close to that. Once we began this Achima, which November, December of 2011 will be a year ago, was our first spray, we've been able to either be at that 0.2 psyllids per tap or below. So we've done extremely well.
You feel like that's probably sufficient to maintain pretty good HLB control then?
Well, I've got to go with the entomologist, and, you know, Phil Stansley feels that is was a goal they had. Now, he has said that he feels they got to lower their bar or raise their bar now and maybe bring it down to 0.1. So we got our work cut out for us, so we'll head in that direction.
One part of it was establishing one. You had a pretty simple answer, I think.
Yeah, it's very simple. Communicate with your Multicali citrus extension agent, IFAS, in particular Michael Rogers. I'm sure in Southwest Florida, Phil Stansley would be the go-to guy there. They're very simple to do, and I think it's real important, too, to have those entomologists at any group meetings because they know the control measures. They're the entomologists, the scientists. They guide us through the whole process.
What are some of the keys when you spray?
The keys are, actually, there's a lot of communication between myself and Michael Rogers and coordinating the mode of action of the chemical for the entire Achima spray, coordinating the time frame, which we try to get that set up in a two-week window. So the larger the acres, the tougher it is, especially in our area where we've got 44 people we're dealing with.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.